Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's
let's get into playing some music. All right.
Thank you. There's a way it seems right until a man.
For a little help and
you want to hold on. And take care of that for you. Try to understand. Thank you. maker of my heart, the framer and the shaper of my soul, master and creator, healer and sustainer, I will put my trust in you alone. Teach me to be faithful to confess. In this way my spirit will be blessed. And oh, my sins are daily. You have loved me greatly. Moving them as far as east from west.
Things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is the undercurrent of everything we do as followers of Jesus. Without faith, we lose all that Christ died to give us while here on earth. It is by faith we access the peace, joy, guidance, love, and purpose that comes from a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. As we seek an increase in faith in response to God's faithfulness this week, may you experience a greater depth of intimacy with your living, almighty, and loving Heavenly Father. As believers, living our lives founded on the hope given to us by God, faith is our lifeblood. Without faith, we have nothing. Without faith, all sense of purpose, value, and joy in present trials and circumstances scatters as dust in the wind. But with faith, we discover a wellspring of life with its origins found in the faithfulness of our Creator God. With faith, we experience the effects of promises made to us by our living and loving and active and trustworthy Heavenly Father. With faith, the abundant life God desires for us is removed from a shroud of doubt, fear, and hopelessness and becomes our reality. So what at the heart of this incredible gift of faith? How do we as children of God access the life-giving fruits of faith? The Bible defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. Hebrews 11 continues in verses 2 through 7, saying, For the people of old received their commendation, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that were visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptance sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts, and through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see the death. He was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness that comes by faith. So Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is simply this: trusting in our God who is completely and altogether faithful. Faith is a natural response to revelation of God's faithfulness. We are to live entirely by faith, or entirely in response to God's faithfulness. Every action, thought, emotion, word, and perspective is meant to be founded on the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Abel offered a more acceptable sacrifice because he had a greater revelation of trust of God's faithfulness. Enoch was saved from earthly death because he pleased God with his faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 makes it abundantly clear: without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So we are to believe in the reality of God and to trust that he will reward us when we seek him. In other words, we are to live our lives entirely out of revelation of God's faithfulness. And Romans chapter 4, verses 20 to 21 says, in reference to Abraham, no unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith and gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. We are to be children convinced of the overwhelming ability of God to work, to move and work in our lives. Where do you lack faith today? What areas of your life have you taken into your own hands? Where are you full of fear, anxiety, depression, and hopelessness today? Know that the path to faith in these areas is paved with fresh revelation of God's faithfulness. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Your God will always be faithful to you. You can trust him with any problem you are going through. He longs to work in your favor. So seek out a greater understanding of your God's faithfulness and allow your heart to be transformed. Spend time in prayer meditating on the character of your Heavenly Father and allowing the Holy Spirit to do a work in your heart on a level that would fill you with the ability and the desire to live entirely in faith. So meditate on how Scripture defines faith. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Once again, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. So secondly, reflect on any areas in your life where you struggle with faith. What areas do you seem to live out in your own strength? What anxiety or fear constantly comes against you? Thirdly, meditate on the faithfulness of your Heavenly Father. Allow God's faithfulness to wash away any fear or anxiety you struggle with. Allow his amazing character to fill you with hope, joy, and peace. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called in the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalms 33, verse 4, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all work is done in faithfulness. Psalms 36, verse 5, your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. So the scripture declaring the faithfulness of God go on, and all the earth finds its life as a result of God's faithfulness to his promise. We live and breathe by the goodness and love of our God. God longs to give you a tangible story of faithfulness. He longs to work in your life specifically and uniquely. Upon your life to him, ask him for his help, and watch as he works faithfully in your midst. Your God loves you, cares about you, and is for you. May you experience abundant life only faith can bring you today. I highly suggest that you read Hebrews chapter 11. It will bring this devotional more into life. Amen. All right. Let's get down to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a moment you will get a chance to. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, never knowing which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused? Are you lost and needing to be found? Or do you suffer from a depression or an anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something far worse, as an addiction to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. If so, you see, the Lord Jesus can take that away. But in order for him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So that brings me to this question. Do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this simple little prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Okay? Okay, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Be that first caller, because the first caller can triple 10. 10 can triple in 100, and 100 can triple in 1,000. Okay? Okay, that'll be a lot of people to save in one day. That will be a blessing. Amen. See, right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay, all of the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. I'm going to put on some music here. And here we go.
Lights glow in the darkening town. Ghost of town, whisper and wonder. What you are in all town. All these questions to ponder. I am lived a life of faith. I have felt. Still the darkness brings its wings. In the shadows is gone. As I fall asleep, I have a waking dream. You thank you.
doing. And it's the prophet singing to people who have been on the trip, you know, been on the path. And they're tired, very tired. This is what he says.
Let me back into your lives. Open up your basements, your attics, wherever you're living. Let me in to share the word with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. We continue on with Deuteronomy 29:23-29. Does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Kadmon Zebram, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath, all nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? What does the heat of his great anger mean? Then people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods that they did not know and that he had not given to them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as of to this very day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Also the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, those who persecuted you. And you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord again will rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and statutes which are written in this book of the law. And if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, and that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you will surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He swore to give them. Well, you get what you promised, but you got to keep behaving if you want to keep it. That's how it is. Let's go to Psalms 33:18-20. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Amen. I'll give it that. And then, of course, you all know my favorite word from Proverbs 11:8. always reminds us that for all the light, there is a darkness. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. But thank you guys for letting me back into your world. Like I said, you never know when I'm going to pop in, when I might not pop in. And working with this new format of Ken's, seems like he was talking about he might be taking callers one night this week. He hasn't decided what night, but I think it'd be kind of cool if we just decide that evening, in the middle of everything. That way, if you call in, you call in. If you don't listen, you'll never know. Bless you all. Have a good night.
Amen. You read that with such passion.
Passion.
Yes.
Come on,
all right. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here.
Right out from the top of that. And
till it was gone.
Thank you.
forget that tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, there'll be another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Hope to see you all there. Thanks for everybody listening on the link and listening in the chat room was closed down tonight due to some kind of a engineering problem. But hopefully it'll be back up tomorrow night and we can get the chat open. Okay? And thank you all of your callers that have called in and listened. Okay? God bless you all. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye, y'all. Have a good night.